47% of the US population aged 12 and up have listened to a podcast in the last month.
Listen to some audio while they're doing other things. I think that's a big advantage of why people listen to podcasts, right?
I think this is a lot of opportunity, very low barrier of entry for a lot of people, right? Having good audio is probably easier than having really good video. OpenAI has just announced that it can clone a voice. And this is the scary part. All it needs is 15 seconds of audio.
I mean, I might be a little apocalyptic thinking here today, but I think it's a major negative.
You as a creator, as a business owner, also think about the consequences of, you know, utilizing technology like this. How are you guys going to be able to sustain the people that you help and add value to them in a very authentic way?
That's why you see so much low quality AI content out there, because people are like, all right, here's my prompt, right? Like, create this piece of content to these people. Dude, think.
Guys, welcome back to Content is Profit. Today, we have three updates in the content world that you should know about. What about that, Fonzie?
Good.
Do you know about it?
No, I'm learning.
I'm going to start right here with the first one. And this is from a newsletter and also a report from Pod News. All awesome stuff for you content creators and entrepreneurs out there. So 47% of the US population age 12 and up have listened to a podcast in the last month. That's massive. That's 12% up year over year. And the growth was mainly seen amongst women. What do you think about that?
Interesting. I mean, the fact that they can track the data accurately on 12 years old. That's pretty scary. But the fact that, you know, the medium audio is gaining popularity, more people are listening to it, I think it could mean a few things. Either new quality content creators coming into the space, right? Creating quality shows. You can also have big producers putting more money into it, into creating more quality shows that people obviously want to consume. Also, it could be that people might be getting bored of screens, right? Rather than being on their screen, they might prefer to just put their headset on, listen to some audio while they're doing other things. I think that's a big advantage of why people listen to podcasts, right? Is being entertained or educate themselves while being able to, you know, do chores, etc. Because when you're staring at a screen, you cannot really do much of those other things. So I think it's definitely a good sign for the industry, for smaller podcasters. Again, good sign just because those big players might be bringing in new traffic that are willing to, you know, they might be open to listen to new podcasts, you know, discover new people that might be able to teach them something, etc. So I think it's a win-win situation. But again, I wouldn't put my expectations high up, meaning, oh, this is growing 12% year over year. My audience have to be growing 12% year over year either, right? I think, again, it depends. It's going to depend on your strategy and your goal and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, there's actually an episode we break this down with Jeremy Ants, right? He brings an amazing report, right? And he had over 1,000 creators and big podcasts, from very big ones to very small ones, very niche ones. And he has an amazing study on how these trends can affect you. But what I see here is, like, obviously more people being more and more familiar with the medium, right? Audio only type of deal. And what excites me a lot is, based on the episode that we just recorded, the last episode with the content glory hole and the three categories, is also, like, audio, it's probably one of the less friction types of content to create, right? Because, you know, if you just recording audio, you don't need a big camera, you don't have a big setup, you don't need, you know, to be dressed up, whatever. You can just sit down, talk to your phone, talk to your microphone, and create a piece of content that's useful for your audience. So I think this is a lot of opportunity, very low barrier of entry for a lot of people, right? Having good audio is probably easier than having really good video, right? I feel like. So for a lot of creators, I think it's a vehicle to be frequent, to be consistent, right? If we're talking about, you know, the six levers and how you manage those out. So
yeah, I pull here some of my notes from Jeremy Ann's episode. He said that the month-over-month rate, when we talk specifically about that, his previous benchmark was 5 to 10% for doing well. But when he actually looked into it, and he did, I mean, he pretty much went on and asked hundreds and hundreds of podcasters.
Yeah.
And he noticed that it was actually around 1%, which is pretty wild, right? Pretty, meaning it's going to seem kind of stagnant, the growth.
Yeah.
But he also mentioned the growth rate effort, which, you know, shows that the podcasts that are growing the most are not spending more resources than others. And his hypothesis is that they're going faster because they got better premises and hooks, right? So if probably you want to be that 1% year-over-year growth, maybe where you should put your, you know, the most amount of effort is on that premise and the hook of your show. We've talked about this before, right? The asymmetrical effort. Spend more of your time and your efforts where most people are going to spend time consuming your information, which is the beginning of the episode, the beginning of your shows. That's why recently we started doing more custom hooks to our shows, right? Because, and referring back to now another conversation with Kevin, right? He talked about, you know, you might see that you have 500 listeners every episode and you're like, oh man, the same 500 people just keep coming back. It's actually not a growth problem, it's a retention problem. He said that those 500 people, probably majority of those, are actually new people every single time, meaning that you are letting go with every episode a few hundred people. So your goal should be to retain them. How do you do that? Good hooks, good premises. And that's how you grow, you know, year over year over that kind of a benchmark that Jeremy told us of 1%.
Fascinating. There we go. All right. Piece of news number two. OpenAI has just announced that it can clone a voice. And this is the scary part. All it needs is 15 seconds of audio. So it could be scary, it could be excited. What do you think? It can create a natural and emotive speech, which could prove to be rather handy for audio and video ads. However, super risky, and they're not releasing this before the elections here in the US, which is, you know, crazy. Should they release this at all?
No. I mean, it's already out there. There's already tools like 11 Labs that do that. You don't need 15 seconds. If somebody really want to clone your voice, they'll go through the trouble, especially if you have an online persona or even, you know, you're somebody that has a lot of media out there. They can compile all those talks, your voice, feed it to the AI. It'll produce something good. You know, if somebody really wants to do some damage, I'm sure they'll spend more than 15 seconds doing that. Personally, I think it's very scary. The fact that, you know, I can think of all the different type of scams that can happen. I already heard a story not too long ago about, you know, a mom receiving a call from their daughter, you know, saying that she got an accident and she needed some sort of money, right? Yeah. It was along those lines. And, you know, obviously the mom was confused. It's her daughter's voice. So she sends money, right? The call didn't come from her daughter's phone number. But, you know, the daughter on the phone was like, hey, mom, you know, I had an accident, lost my phone. You know, can you send me this, etc. That is so, so damaging. It's very, I mean, not to mention what people can do for, you know, in other people's names, other people's brands. You see it all the time on Instagram, right? People copying Instagram profiles and then DMing people to scam them. Now are they going to be able to send them voice notes, right, with the voice of the person? Like, hey, no, don't worry. It's actually me, you know. We're just using this account to reach out new people.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be so, so many scams. And honestly, I'm sure if I sit down, I can think of some positive uses to this. You know, the main one that I can think about is probably just translating some sort of content into a, you know, a language. But I think the negatives are higher, at least on my end right now, right? I cannot, like, if somebody wants to create quality content, like, why don't you go ahead and create it? Like, get in front of the camera and talk about it, right? Like, record a podcast episode, not just, like, feed it to the AI and let it do its thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I might be a little apocalyptic thinking here today, but I think it's a major negative, way too many negatives and way too many risks for it to be worth it. I mean, again, let's say they release this year, which they say they won't. Can you imagine the damage that can do on the divisiveness on the country? All the misinformation, all the negative things that are going to come out with, you know, any candidate that's out there politically, you know, trying to make an impact, or anybody that has some sort of voice, right, that can be cloned and they can do pretty much whatever with it. So, yeah, say no to it.
Campaign starts today.
Pretty apocalyptic. Again, I apologize right now. I said this in the previous episode. We're recording the same day, but my energy levels are not the highest right now because I don't feel very good. I'm a little bit sick, but still, I think what I will say is this will drive higher the value of in-person relationships and in-person events.
Yeah,
people will want to confirm, you know, who they're talking to. They want to see them face to face. They want to know they're talking to an actual human. So, you know, maybe video calls is going to be the next thing. Dude, if you're not video calling me, this ain't real, you know? So that definitely is going to drive the value of in-person events. And
I actually just saw a pitch in Shark Tank where it's this guy that develops his video for Zoom calls. So you don't have to be on any meetings where it looks kind of like you were paying attention and he takes notes for you on the back end. And then he feeds you the summary.
What did they say at Shark Tank? Because, I mean, all these people... Imagine if their team are doing that. You want to know the person who's paying attention?
I saw the clip of the pitch. I didn't see the feedback. But,
oh, man.
I mean, technology is already out there, guys, right? This is obviously, you know, it's going so fast. Like Fonzie said, obviously, you know, you went mega negative on that one, but totally okay.
I mean, honestly, it's the one thing that comes to mind. I don't see really much positive from it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think... the people responsible for this kind of technology, they need to be very careful. And you as a creator, as a business owner, also think about the consequences of, you know, utilizing technology like this. You know, think about the future, long-term, you know, sustainability. Like, how are you guys going to be able to sustain the people that you help and add value to them in a very authentic way? You know, and, you know, we've seen a rise in communities and like live events and in-person events because people are going to crave that more than ever. So make sure that what you produce is, you know, quality for your audience, is valuable for your audience, is ethical, and I think you'll be all right. So, and the last thing that we're going to share here is reminder that Google Podcast is throwing the towel.
That's all news.
Bye. All news. Just making sure that the due date here is April 2nd. So if you're listening to this, you're probably already screwed. But just save your data or transfer it to YouTube.
There's, I mean, if you get your RSS feed right, it should be okay.
It should be pretty okay. So this is for people that are hosting inside of Google Podcasts. But with that, on YouTube, if you haven't done it yet, you can actually import your RSS feed and it will work in the background to update all those episodes, and it will get you a ton of downloads because people are looking for your content on YouTube as a search engine, which is really exciting, which was really the reminder I wanted to share with everybody. So quick, nice couple of news in there in the content.
On another news, this episode was created by AI voice. Nah, I'm kidding.
They would never be able to clone our accents, bro. It's gonna be so weird.
That's the thing. I'm like, dude, speak to me with an accent. You're going to have some sort of secret code word with the people you care about so you don't get scammed.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it, right? What will be ours? What will be your secret word?
I don't know, dude.
You don't want to say that? That's fine. I trust. Don't say it out here. People might copy it.
We don't have a safe word right now.
Or safe word is safe word.
Safe word. What's a Eurotrip movie safe word?
I don't know. That's a great movie.
That's a great movie. I mean, we have an awesome story where we met with the team of David Metzler's team, right, in this conference. And
this was like 2 years ago,
that
too.
Was 2 years ago, yeah. And no, a year ago. And they were showing us how they're dubbing their podcast to the Hispanic audience. And I remember how excited they were. They were showing us this, right? They're like, this is amazing. We're reaching out new audiences. It sounds the same. And keep in mind, none of their team are Hispanic. They're all American, right? They don't know Spanish. And we're Venezuelan, so they're showing it to us. And I'm like, let me take a listen. And you could really tell. It was like a robot, like, talking. Yeah. It was like very... It was not a person. So in my mind, is that useful for people that find your content? This is a question that came up, right? Is that useful for them? Is it a good experience for the consumer? You know, obviously, you know, they disclose that that's not the real voice. But are we really putting the intention behind the content to make it the best we can make it for that type of audience. So, yeah. You know, the other...
I mean, for all the content, sorry for interrupting, but for all the content now, I think on YouTube, you have to say whether some sort of imagery, the video, or the voice was created with AI. So, you know, legally, you're definitely going to have to...
Disclose.
Let everybody know that it's some sort of AI content. But personally, for me, just loses the appeal. Just by knowing, like, I cannot... Like, let's say I'm about to start reading a piece of content or watching something, and it says, is AI generated everything? And I'm like, it kind of, like, loses the appeal to me. Now, I've seen some stuff that people use as the help of AI to generate some stuff, but I can tell it was a product of their own thinking. And, like, that is a massive difference, right? Like, a lot of some of the YouTube videos that I've seen, like, I can tell that the voice is AI-generated. Some of the imagery is AI-generated. But the scripting, right, the storytelling, the insights, the ideas are human-made. And that is absolutely amazing.
I'm curious, like, you watching or listening, are you using AI in some part of your process? And we would love to know. You know, send us a message over social media at BizRosco, or here, just leave it the comments right here. Right under this video, and let us know, how are you using it? Has it been useful? Is it good feedback? You know, when ChatGPT came out, everybody was talking about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, kind of dissipated a little bit with like the craziness, and I think everybody went back to doing the thing that they were doing before.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people using it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we have a really good friend in the SEO world. I feel like lately he's been talking a lot about measurements that Google has been putting in place to, you know, spot low quality AI only created content and deal with it, right? Yeah, because it's going to be natural where people are going to try to take advantage of it and create volume, massive amounts of content. You know, you're going to see all of Mr. Beast shorts dubbed into Spanish, all of his content dubbed into Spanish. I mean, not Spanish, any language in the world with his own voice. Right.
Like, well, here's the thing. I think he's one of the people that is doing it right. He's actually hiring dubbing crews in every single language, and he's an actual person dubbing their content, and he's the same voice for Jimmy, he's the same voice for their, you know, the crew. It's like their characters, right? Which people in those countries recognize those voices, but they're human voices, right? It's not AI generated. Yeah. So,
but imagine when, you know, this actually comes your voice perfectly.
I don't think he's going to do that.
I'm not, my point was not just Jimmy, right? Like, imagine, I mean, there's millions of people that create content, and millions of them are looking for the most cost-effective way of increasing volume and increasing reach, right? Like, increasing their online real estate, right? And that's why you see so much low-quality AI content out there, is because people are like, all right, here's my prompt, right? Like, create this piece of content to these people. Dude, think. You create that piece of content. I wish that's what AI said back to you. It's like, no, think. You create it, you know. But I'm just interested in see where this is going to go. I think it can, there's definitely some positive uses to it. I'm not all against AI for those that are, you know, listening to this and say, like, damn, Fonzie's a real AI hater. I'm not a real AI hater. I just hate when people are lazy and just use this for lazy purposes.
Sounds good. What do you think? Let us know in the comments. Let us know in our social media. Send us a message. Anything else you want to complain about today, Fonzie?
No, just fight. Watch Godzilla and Kong is fun.
That was a good, yeah, we had a blast. All right, guys, with that said, thank you so much for tuning to Content is Profit Podcast. Go ahead and follow the show in your favorite podcasting platform and on social media at BizBrosCo.
That is right. If today's episode help you move one step closer towards your goal and knock out AI, please don't forget to share this episode and leave a 5-star review. See ya.
Bye, guys.